Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Scott McCain, and welcome to another edition of Create Distinction in Sales and Customer Service. I appreciate very much that you're listening. These on-demand radio podcasts are our way of connecting with you to talk about what it takes to create distinction in the marketplace. In this hyper-competitive environment, what does it take to stand out and move up, regardless of your industry, regardless of the size of the business that you're with? I know that many of our listeners are independent business professionals, you're entrepreneurs, you're trying to make it, whether you're owning a dry cleaners or a small-town grocery store like what I grew up in. Maybe you're in network marketing and you're trying to find a way to move forward in that type of business. Or perhaps you are a manager or an employee of a large corporation and you're looking for a way to make your department more distinctive, to sell more distinctively and uniquely, to find ways to move your sales career or your customer service career forward. Whatever it is, the principles are the same. The basics are the same regardless of your approach, regardless of what you're doing. So we want to take a few minutes and give you a chance to talk about creating distinction and talk about what it takes to be more creative in the marketplace today. There are four cornerstones of distinction. And coming up on Friday, November 1st, I'm going to be having a free webinar at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, talking about the four cornerstones of distinction, those four basic approaches that you need to stand out and move up in a changing competitive marketplace. So as you're thinking about what it takes to become more distinctive, you might want to join us for that podcast, for that webinar, rather, coming up on the 1st. We're going to have a lot of fun, and it's just going to be a 30-minute podcast, a 30-minute webinar, and it's going to talk with you about what it takes to create distinction. There are three destroyers of differentiation, three aspects that pull you back to the pack regardless of your industry, regardless of what you do. These three are synergistic. They are independently difficult, but you combine them together, and they create a collapse of distinction. We'll illuminate for you what those three are so that you can avoid them. And then talk about the four basic steps, the four cornerstones of distinction, and try to reveal just a little bit of what you can do to create more distinction in the marketplace. One of the things that I'm hearing constantly is that great isn't good enough to grow your business. We've gone from a period of good to great into an era where distinction is the most critical thing that you can do for your business. What does it take to stand out and move up? That's the critical question. Well, I'm going to be gone for a few minutes today talking about one of the four cornerstones. But in the meantime, if you'd like to call in and ask a question, if you happen to be listening live as we're doing this show, the number to call in is 323-580-5700, 323-580-5700. If you call that number, you'll be connected, and you can ask a question if you'd like. We'd love to have you participate if you happen to be listening, as this show is live on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Well, the topic for today is on creativity. What does it take to be more creative? Oh, by the way, guys, before I forget, you can tell this is live. Before I forget, if you go to McCain Viewpoint, that's my blog, McCain Viewpoint, there will be a link there where you can sign up for the free webinar coming up on Friday. It's absolutely free. There's no catch. I can't help you create distinction unless I'm trying to do the same in my marketplace. So the webinar is absolutely free. There's no catch, no anything. Just trying to provide some information out there to help you create distinction in your marketplace. So if you go to McCainViewpoint.com, you'll be able to find a link there that will help you connect with us and help you sign up for the live free webinar coming up on Friday. As I mentioned earlier, there are four major cornerstones of distinction, and these four are incredibly important. There's one we just want to focus on for just a few minutes today, and it's the cornerstone of creativity. In my book, Create Distinction, What to Do When Great Isn't Good Enough to Grow Your Business, I talk about this cornerstone. But one of the things I constantly hear when I talk about creativity in my live presentations for the most outstanding organizations in the world is simply this: Scott, I'm not creative. You know, I'm just not creative. I can be more clear about what I do. I can work on my communication. I can find ways to communicate more effectively. But I'm just not creative. It's hard for me. I don't picture myself as being a creative type, like an artist or a writer, a novelist, a songwriter, musician. So what do I do to be more creative? Well, it's a great question. It's a very important point. And so in the book, I outline some of the steps that you can do to be more creative. In the time that we have here together today, I want to focus on one of them. It's what I call creative idea number two. Expose yourself to stimulus. Not just expose yourself, but expose yourself to stimulus. Here's what that means. Are you being exposed to the kind of stimulus that's going to generate creativity? In other words, what we find is that creative people are constantly exposing themselves to situations and to ideas and to circumstances that will create more wonderful ideas, that will find ways to stimulate your mind and stimulate your thinking and get those creative juices flowing. A good buddy of mine is Randy Gage. Many of you already know Randy. He has been called the Millionaire Messiah because he has been so significant in helping folks, particularly in the field of network marketing, develop their businesses. And he started out as a high school dropout. He's now earned international acclaim. My wife Tammy and I had a chance to have dinner with Randy not too long ago in San Diego, his new home, and just had an incredible time with him. Randy is one of the most creative guys that I've ever known, and he's written about creativity. I wanted to read just a little bit of what he says about how you become more creative. Randy writes, "Creative people generally are self-motivated, independent, delighted by novelty, risk-takers. They are tolerant of ambiguity. They're deeply involved in their work. They're avid readers and world travelers. These characteristics provide creative people with a Ready for this? This is a great line. These characteristics provide creative people with a very rich diet of stimulation, variety, and situations. They see the same thing handled in many different ways, so it opens up the mind to problem solving, lateral thinking, and innovation." Now, I love that quote for many reasons, but very importantly for this reason, it suggests to us that the person or organization desiring to enhance creativity must ask themselves if you have right now in your immediate environment the systematic exposure to stimuli, such as Randy notes, that can nurture the essential spirit necessary to possess an open and productive mind. Now think about that. If you're not creative, maybe you're not reading enough. Maybe you're not listening enough to other on-demand radio broadcasts or other audio ideas or audio books through audible.com or however you might acquire those. Maybe you're not listening to enough. Maybe you're not reading enough. Maybe you're not traveling enough. You know, one of the things that's happened to me over the last few years has been the opportunity to travel a great deal globally, to speak at meetings and conventions all over the world. I just got back not long ago from India, and I had the chance not only to, you know, play tourist and go see the Taj Mahal, but to speak with folks from all over the country at the program that I did, to visit the state of Kashmir and the city of Srinagar, where some of the most difficult times that you can imagine are happening in terms of terrorism. We don't hear about it a lot here in the United States simply because none of the terrorism there is directed at Western interests, at any of our interests. It's that part of the folks there in that area want to be, you know, leave India and become a part of Pakistan. Others are very devoted to remaining a part of India. Others want to see it become an independent state. And so the challenges that they have politically are so intense. I never would have realized the intensity of that. I never would have realized how wonderful the people are there. I never would have realized the clashing cultures between, you know, those of the Islamic faith, those who are Hindu, those who are Christians, the wide variety there. I never would have realized the depth of that had I not had a chance to travel there. And so one of the things that Randy points out here, and one of the things that I really agree with, is that, you know, travel is broadening. Seeing the folks that do it differently than you do can help you be creative. Now, as crazy as it sounds, one of the things that maybe, you know, this made me think of is when I was a kid going in the South for the first time. I grew up in the Louisville area, but had never been in the deep South until our family took a vacation when I was in the third grade. And I'll never forget, we were having breakfast someplace. It was my mom, my dad, my grandmother, my grandfather, my sister, and me. And they put this plate in front of me for breakfast, and I love breakfast. I love bacon and eggs, and there's this stuff on the plate. And I was like, I didn't order this. What is this? And I'll never forget the waitress in just this perfect, wonderful Southern voice saying, "Honey, that's your grits." I didn't know what grits were. I didn't want so many of them. Could I just have a grit, please? Would that be possible? The travel broadened me to understand for the very first time that I really remember as a kid, gosh, they don't do it the same way that we do it, right? In other words, as you travel, you see that people don't respond exactly the same way that you respond, don't do things in the way that you do. And there's something about that that stimulates your creativity. You can't be distinctive doing exactly the same thing as your competition. You'll never become distinctive being identical to someone or something else. You've got to find some kind of creative approach. Now, obviously that creative approach is going to vary significantly based upon your industry and you personally and your profession. In other words, if you're running a funeral home, the creative approach that will make you distinctive is probably a whole lot different than if you're running a restaurant or if you're working for a major automobile manufacturer or software company. Right? I mean, it's going to be the creative approach that will work will obviously be very different based upon who you are and what you do. But the important point is this. You got to be different. You got to find some creative approach. It's one of the four cornerstones of distinction. So how do you get to that? Well, one of the ways that you become more creative is just to expose yourself to more kind of thinking. Here's one of my pet peeves in my particular industry is when we hear from a meeting professional that they're not going to bring in an outside speaker this year. They've decided to go with an industry expert. Well, the problem with the industry expert is that sometimes they may have the very same blinders on that everyone else in the audience does. You know, sometimes you need to hear from someone who works in a lot of different industries as a professional or someone with great experience in a very different industry than yours to bring you some kind of ideas. You know, cherry-picking great ideas from other industries is a great way to do it. Simply focusing on the way that your industry does it and holding up to industry standards means that you're right in the middle of the pack with everybody else and you've commoditized what you do. So look to other industries, look to other countries, look to other opportunities as ways to help stimulate that creativity that is so absolutely critical. So a fundamental question that you need to ask yourself right now is simply this. Have I put myself on a diet of stimulation? And by the way, this is one diet that the richer it is, the better off you are. Load yourself on a high-caloric diet of stimulation is what I'm suggesting. So if you haven't done that already, what are you going to do to make it happen? If you haven't already created this rich diet of stimulation, what are you going to do today? What actions will you take to make that happen? Because as Randy Gage has said, when you put yourself on a rich diet of stimulation, variety, and situations, then you're going to open up your mind to problem-solving, lateral thinking, innovation, and very importantly, creativity. If you are listening to this Blog Talk Radio broadcast near the time that we originally did it live here on Wednesday, the late Wednesday in October, one of the things I would like to remind you is I'm having a live webinar. It's absolutely free. It will introduce you to the concepts of the four cornerstones of distinction. Would love to have you join us live. Just go to McCainViewpoint.com, McCainViewpoint.com. There'll be a link there that you can click on. And by the way, there's another broadcast there, a downloadable podcast on creativity similar to what we talked about today that you can download if you'd like to. But join us for the webinar. It'd be a lot of fun to have you. You can have a chance if you're on the live webinar. We will record it, and you will be able to download it if you're listening at a later point. But if you have a chance to join us live, you'll be able to ask questions and to interact. It's absolutely free. There's no catch. I just want to get out these ideas that are so critically important to the growth of any business in terms of creating distinction. Thank you so much for joining me here today on Blog Talk Radio. I really appreciate it. This is Scott McCain, and we'll continue to provide more ideas about what you can do to create distinction in sales and customer service, what you can do to stand out and move up regardless of the competition, what you can do when great isn't good enough to grow your business. Thanks for joining me, and I'll look forward to talking with you again in the very near future.